Maybe a toy or that you played on when you were little, maybe in the schoolyard, that was on a fulcrum and it was a board and it'd go back and forth.
Like, teeter totter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did y'all have those?
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about when your mother was preparing the chicken, and there was after you ate the chicken, there was a particular
wishbone.
Yeah. Did y'all do that?
Yeah, we still do once in a while. She's always the lucky one.
How does that work?
The biggest side wins. Is that right?
Gets to wish?
Yeah.
Were there other, would you call that a superstition?
Well, it might be, but I'd call it tradition.
Yeah. Were there other superstitions that people might have had in this area? Were there things that people were superstitious of?
Well, my mother was superstitious a lot about a lot of things.
What sorts of things was she superstitious about?
Oh, if it rained hard, why we were being punished, you know, or if it frosted, why that was being punished too, you know, something like that.
So she saw those things as punishment.
And then she was always seemed like she was always afraid at night, you know, I don't know why, but, and what was really the worst is when we'd have a lightning or thunderstorm in the night, a lot of times it'd vibrate the house, shake the windows, you know, she'd have to get up and light a candle or light a lamp, you know, and it didn't seem to ever bother me, and still doesn't. I don't know. When it's thunder, that's music to my ears if it's going to get some moisture. But a lot of times we get them, and it doesn't. Maybe a few sprinkles, and that's it.
You just get a lot of noise, but no rain.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Out on the farm, if you're if you have to carry a heavy load, you would tell somebody, "I've got to what? I've got." If you had a big rock you had to move, you'd say, "I've got to what?" Did you have an expression you'd use?
You got to, like, you mean to move the rock?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know exactly what you meant.
Well, I just wondered if you might use, instead of, would you use carry, "I've got to carry that rock," or would you say tote? Or
I'd say what I'd do if it's a big rock, I'd take the tractor and pull it out of the field.
Okay. I just wondered if something you had to carry on yourself.
Oh.
If you would use
carry. Well, I would say I would use carry it out,
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And when you were younger, the opposite of boy is what?
Girl.
Okay, and if two of them, if a boy is dating a girl, she is his what?
Well, girlfriend.
Okay. And if he took her, if he took her to like a prom or something, he would be her
date.
Okay. Uh-huh. They ever use the word escort?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but we always called it date.
Okay.
Escort or.
Are there any local parties or fairs around here that people participate in?
Well, like the 4th of July, they have what they call a pick and hoe day.
Okay, what is that? What do they do on the?
That's what you call the miners and the farmers get together on the 4th of July, and they have a big barbecue. They barbecue beef.
Mm-hmm. Where do they do that?
Right up here at the community center. It's kind of what they call it, the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And they play baseball, and then they have kids stuff for the kids. You know, those sack races and cow chip throwing and all that stuff. And. What else was it they have? Pitch horseshoes.
Pig calves.
And calves. And then they have kids set in a circle up to about, 10 years old, and they put goats out there, and they have lettuce for them, and whichever one the goat will eventually come to, they get to take it home.
What a great game.
That close one. You can hear the parents
screaming, hear the parents just yelling for their kids.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: the kids around here, they probably get into a lot of mischief. Do they ever do anything to cows while they're sleeping? Do they ever sneak up on cows while they're sleeping and do anything to them?
Mm-hmm. Not that I know of.
I just wonder if you've ever heard of anything called cow tipping.
Cow tipping? No, not here. Ours are all too wild.
Cows at home sometimes when they're asleep, young teenagers will pick them, and if you push them, they'll fall over because they're asleep.
Oh, standing up? Yeah. Oh. Most of ours, they're always